Number of large animal veterinarians in rural Saskatchewan continues to decline, and it's even an issue in larger centers like Prince Albert. About 20% of Park Range Veterinary Services business is large animals outside of the city. However, with only 2.5 vets and 3 veterinary technologists, Dr. Tom Avies says the clinic has been unable to provide service after regular hours.
Now that we're down to 2.5 vets, it makes it very hard to look after everybody. You can't. We used to. We had 6 before, and it made it very nice. We could kind of have our time. We could do that. And even at 6, it was very busy. It's just the area keeps expanding, and it's hard to be able to look after everyone.
Dr. Avies hopes an expansion of the loan forgiveness plan announced yesterday will attract younger veterinarians and vet technologists to the Prince Albert region. This is Provincial Agriculture Minister David Merritt.
Vets from PA, Regina, Saskatoon, if they put 400 hours in, they will receive the student loan forgiveness up to $4,000 a year for 5 years to a total of $20,000. So this applies not only to vets but also to vet techs as well. So we're hoping that, this will incentivize some of those practices to get either themselves or their vet techs out into rural Saskatchewan to help with the large animal industry that's happening here in Saskatchewan. We want to see the livestock industry grow. So that's why we did this.
The shortage of large animal vets is a priority for the Saskatchewan Cattlemen's Association. Arnold Bulicki from Shelbrook is the SCA chair.
That's a big issue for us as producers, especially during calving season. There was no after-hours calls. There was no weekend calls. And so if you had an animal issue, you had to try and find a veterinarian in some other clinic that would take you. And they're just as short as veterinarians as everybody else. So a huge concern. And anytime you have to euthanize an animal because they have a calving problem or whatever, you know, it's a financial loss. You lose the cow or the heifer, and you lose the calf. And something a lot of people really don't take into account is what it does to our emotions and our mental well-being, because we're kind of really attached to our animals. So anytime we have to dispose of one for reasons that could have been a different end result is concerning to us.
Bulicki says it's important for a livestock producer to have a vet-client relationship in order to have access to vaccines, drugs, and even animal welfare.